Chapter 4. Granta clutches at the body in his lap, curling over it as something shakes through him, seismic, like the realization, all over again, that the Kaminoans made their cloning work, like understanding, right down to his heart, that he had 5 sons. He still does. He wasn't too late. It's close to it, though. The clone is bleeding out, close to dead already, and he needs a Bacta tank desperately if he's going to survive. Granta's tiny ship doesn't have one, though, and the station here likely doesn't either, given its size, but his ship has a stasis pod. Maybe, if he's both quick and lucky, that will be enough. There's no quick way down except over the side, and Granta checks the stripped armor, finds a single rappel line, and decides that's good enough, even if this won't be pretty. Quickly, desperately, he straps it on. Takes half a second to be glad that his son's armor is already off, and heaves the still body up as gently as he can. His arms shake, want to give, and when he tries to stand, he goes back down hard twice in a row, but he grits his teeth, drags himself up, and aims for the edge of the platform. When he fires the grapple, it strikes metal, holds when he jerks, and good enough. There's no time for perfect, and Granta knows how to make do with what he's given. Just as he steps up to the edge, the doors hiss open again, but Granta doesn't pause. He jumps, the hiss of the line unwinding a soft counterpoint to the sound of robotic alarm above, and braces. The line snaps tight, and the bone-shaking lurch makes Granta bite back a cry, but he fumbles, disengages the cable, and drops. Lands hard on his feet, almost overbalancing, and slams his back into the stone to catch himself, going still. A moment later, a spotlight passes a few feet in front of them, just missing the bulk of the body slumped against Granta, the sway of the line, and then retreats. "Forgive me for that," Granta murmurs, carefully resettling his son's body. "I've made prettier escapes, but I doubt I could have fooled them all enough to borrow a speeder after that messy an execution of their squad mates." There's no response, but expected. Granta strokes a hand over his hair, a possessive, vicious thing curled inside of him, and drags his son up, not quite over his shoulders, but as close to it as he can get. Terrible for any injuries, but still better than bleeding out as a droid strips off his armor to impersonate him, so Granta doesn't hesitate. He spares half a second to check that there are no droids leaning over to watch their escape from above, then follows the path around with steps that are as quick as he can manage given the weight. The earth here, on the far side of the base, is pitted and cratered, with deep holes dug into the hard stone. Tunneled into it, Granta thinks, out of breath, and grits his teeth. Something dangerous, likely, though he has no idea what kind of wildlife makes this moon its home. He'll have to be careful, keep an eye out. Something clatters, and a metal grate goes flying past Granta's nose with enough force to behead a man. Granta jerks back with a vicious curse, jerking his blaster free of its holster, and levels it at a body that drops right in front of him. In the same moment, there's a yelp, a wrench, a cry, and one clone goes tumbling back as a second shoves forward, fist swinging straight for Granta's face. A third fouls the move, almost landing on top of him, and all three go down in a heap, right at Granta's feet. "Well," Granta says after a long moment, lowering his blaster. "I don't believe I've ever been to another planet where it rains men. Clearly, overlooking this one was a mistake." The first clone, flat on his back with the second collapsed over his legs, groans loudly. A fourth says, leaning out of the vent they apparently all crawled out of.
"Aren't we trying to be sneaky here?"
But the second man takes a sharp breath, shoves to his feet.
"Droid bait,"
he says, and there's a jerk as the other two scramble up, as the one in the vent leaps down. "Droid bait," Granter repeats, his fingers curling tighter around his son's bicep. Carefully, he takes a staggering step forward, and the second clone moves quickly to steady him, catches Droid Bait's shoulders, and helps ease him down onto the stone. "That's his name, Droid Bait."
"Yeah,"
the first says, and he crouches down to Droid Bait's other side, hand hovering for a moment before it settles on Droid Bait's shoulder and grips tightly.
"We're from the same squad, and he was always the slowest in training. Made himself Droid Bait."
He hesitates, helmet turning towards Granta, then back to Droid Bait. It's the third clone who says, faintly suspicious,
"How? The sergeant sent him down to check on the deck officer. He was killed right at the doors."
"He's not dead quite yet," Granta says, and the cruel irony of Droid Bait's name hurts more now than it might otherwise. "I have a stasis chamber on my ship. If we get him back there, it will buy us time."
"For what?"
the second asks, sharp.
"He's badly hurt. If we send him to Kamino like this, or a medical facility, they'll just decommission him." "Heavy,"
the first clone says, close to a plea. The sound that drags itself out of Granta's mouth isn't anywhere close to a laugh. "Over my dead body. I'll find a private medical facility for him, you have my word. I just have to get him back to my ship." There's a pause as Heavy stares at him. The last clone takes a step forward, gaze turning from Heavy to Droid Bait to Granta, and then he asks,
"Who are you, any—"
A roar, movement, and a vast serpentine thing erupts from one of the tunnels and grabs for the last clone. Granta wrenches up, automatic movement, instinctive reaction. He throws himself forward, slams into a solid mass of armor and shoves, blaster up and aimed straight into the gaping mouth. The shot rebounds off tough hide as the creature's head snaps down, and Granta ducks sideways, aims again, fires. This time, the shot takes it in the eye, and the beast recoils with a scream, jerks, goes down. Its impact shakes the earth, but it doesn't move again. Granta staggers a step, shakes his head to clear it. "Ah," he says, as light as he can manage it. "Maybe a reason to mark this planet off my vacation list after all." Hands catch him, hold him up.
"Rishi Eels," the third clone says. "That's why the regs say we don't leave the base. Blasters won't get through their skin."
An understandable reaction. Granta's head is still spinning, and he curls his fingers into slick armor, registering far more aches than are likely good for him. The idea of putting Droid Bait back on his shoulders and making it all the way to his ship is unpleasant. Oh, hells.
"Are you all right?"
the first clone asks, worried, and he gets Granta's other arm.
"I don't think Droid Bait is the only one who needs medical."
Granta waves that off. "I'm fine, simply out of practice. We should get to my ship before another one comes to investigate the noise."
"I think,"
the last clone says, deliberately putting himself between Granta and Droid Bait,
"that you should tell us what you're doing on a military base before we go anywhere with you." "Cut up,"
the first clone protests.
"He saved Droid Bait. He turned up right after the droids, Fives, and he got Droid Bait's body right out from under their noses. Why the hell are we supposed to trust him?"
Granta eyes cut up, then tips his head. Carefully, he pulls away from Fives and the other clone, shifting to face cut up squarely. "My name is Granta Omega," he says, and he pulls his hood back. "If you're implying that I'm working with the Separatists, I'm afraid I'm going to be most offended, seeing as Count Dooku is the man I most want to drop off a very tall tower head first." There's a pause, and then Heavy snorts.
"Half the galaxy wants to do that to Dooku,"
he says.
"You're not special."
Granta allows that with the tip of his head. "Please," he says. "All I want is to get Droid Bait back to my ship and the stasis chamber. We can have any discussion of motives you want after that." For a second, Heavy hesitates. He glances from Granta up toward the base, then takes a breath.
"Echo, help me get Droid Bait up. We need to notify the fleet of what's happened here anyway."
Granta doesn't particularly want to send a comm directly from his ship to the Grand Army of the Republic, but he's willing to accept the loss of immediate anonymity if Droid Bait gets help. He grimaces, but doesn't protest when Fives takes his elbow, wraps an arm around his waist. "It's near the entryway," he says, "down below it. I came in with the meteor shower."
"So did the droids,"
Cutup says, carefully skirting the eel as he leads them down the path.
You see them up there?
Granta nods. I killed two of them, he says, but there were more coming. I only had time to grab Droid Bay and go over the side.
Never seen that model of droid before,
Heavy says grimly.
Some kind of commando droid. Must be.
Granta digs his fingers into Fives' armor, controlling the flare of fury that rises, white hot. They were taking Droid Bait's armor, he says flatly. To impersonate him, it sounded like, when an inspection team arrives.
Criff,
Cutup mutters, and turns his head, scanning the sky.
The commander's on his way already. They're going to walk right into a trap. We've probably got half an hour,
Echo says, carefully maneuvering Droid Bait around a spur of rocks.
If we see them landing, we can send up a flare, warn them ahead of time. Good.
Heavy cocks his head, raises a hand, and Cutup and Fives both stop. Fives presses Granta back against the stone as something huge moves out of sight just beyond them, and Granta grips his blaster and calculates the odds that he can make another pinpoint eye shot with his whole arm shaking like it is. Not as good as he'd like, certainly.
Getting pretty sick of this place,
Cutup mutters.
Wasn't someone talking about this being the most boring base in the universe?
Fives asks pointedly, and Granta snorts. My ship is just ahead, he says. Mind your step, clearly.
How the hell do you even work this thing?
Heavy demands in frustration, the stasis pod's alarm beeping stridently at him.
He is in there, you stupid thing! Heavy, stop!
Echo says sharply, but Granta ignores the way Heavy wheels on him, pushes past both of them to get to the pod. Sensor malfunction, he thinks, scanning the error code. It's likely the first time this pod has been used since the ship was made, and that's expected. He checks which sensor it likely is, then prizes the casing off the panel and slides down, tucking himself back behind it to see the wires more clearly.
Need help?
Cutup asks quietly, and he angles his helmet down beside Granta to light up the space he's working in.
I remember the units on how to use these things when they're working.
Find the power controls and get ready to restart it, Granta tells him, frowning at the shoddy mess above him. All ships of a certain size are supposed to have stasis pods, but not many people use them, and the upkeep is sporadic at best. They're also rarely top of the line, and right now, with Droid Bait's life in question, Granta has quite a lot of feelings about that lack of regulation. Something to see if he can get through the Senate once he's established. A few threats, some credits in the right pockets, and bills slide smoothly through, like clockwork. The corruption is always incredibly predictable.
Got it,
Cutup says, pauses, and then offers more quietly,
Thanks for saving me from the eel.
Consider it a bribe to get you to answer a question for me. Granta finds his multi-tool on his belt, flips out the knife, and scrapes the plastic casing on one wire back. Reconnects it, careful of jarring any of the others too much with his shaky hand, and then says, All right, try that. Cutup nods, and the hum of the pod cuts out.
What question?
He asks. With a wince, Granta pushes out from under the panel, takes the hand Cutup offers him with some relief, though he can't keep his eyes away from his son for long. Droid Bait's batchmates, he says. I know batches are split up to make squads, but did he ever mention what happened to his? Do you know where they were deployed? Cutup pauses, startled, and behind Granta, the bed hums to life. He turns, distracted, and checks that Droid Bait's still form is positioned correctly before the lights come up. The glass slides over his body, clouds over, and the controls chime. Leaning in, Granta frowns as he watches Droid Bait's vitals slow, but they're holding steady, if nothing else. The stasis pod won't work forever, but it will give him a day or two to get Droid Bait to a facility with a Bacta tank.
You're looking for his batchmates?
Echo asks, where he's squished into the corner with one eye on Fives, where he's keeping an eye out for the inspection team.
Why?
Granta hesitates, weighing his responses. It seems like the sort of thing he should tell Droid Bait first, but, well, there's no telling when Droid Bait will wake up, even when he's had time in a Bacta tank. Taking a breath, he presses his fingertips to the cool glass, then says, The Kaminoans ran a special project about 7 years ago now. They experimented with grafting different DNA into clones still in their growth tanks. only a few were considered successful by the metrics they were using. His throat closes, the knowledge of just how many failures there were burning in the pit of his stomach. That's the section in the report that gives him the worst nightmares. So very many children almost lived, but they came out with Tura's dimples or Xanatos' blue eyes or Granta's nose. And then the Kaminoans murdered them. The silence in the medical bay is so thick it feels choking. Fives, halfway down the hall to them, is frozen, watching, and Granta glances up at him, sees his own reflection looking back at him in the darkness of the helmet's visor.
"Other DNA,"
Cutup finally says, and the words crack over the speakers.
"We're clones, though."
Granta smiles humorlessly. "Yes, but they thought to add a certain set of abilities to Django's. It was my DNA, you see." He tugs up one sleeve, showing the deep incision that's scarred over but still stark, running up the inside of his forearm. Taken unwillingly, of course. Droid Bait's batch is the only one that was up to the Kaminoans' standards. He's my son, and I'm looking for the rest of my sons, too. None of the clones are moving, and they're so quiet they hardly seem to be breathing. Then, too loud for the hush, Fives asks,
"That's why you landed here. That's why you destroyed two droids by yourself, because—"
He breaks off, like he can't finish. "I wasn't going to leave him there," Granta says. "Too bland, too simple. All the fury and fear of thinking Droid Bait was dead is still tangled up in his chest, won't make it out of his mouth. He's my child." Heavy laughs, sharp, angry.
"He's a clone," he says. "We're just clones."
"And I'm just Talosian," Granta counters, glancing up with the closest to a smile he can manage, even if it slides into something thin and vicious. "If you think that alone is enough to change my mind when half his blood is mine—"
"It's us,"
Cutup blurts.
"We're his batchmates. They kept us together, and none of us knew why, but it's us."
Granta goes still, and there's something ringing in his ears, tinny and distant. They kept the squad together, he thinks, so they could test them more easily. They didn't separate them. It makes sense, logically. Nothing about Granta feels very logical at the moment. "Your CT number," he says, rasps, because the words don't want to come out cleanly. "What is it?"
CT-1409,
Echo says, before Cutup can answer. He's watching Granta, staring, and there's something viciously intent behind the blank white helmet.
"That's mine."
It's him. He's one of Granta's sons, too. And if the batch was kept as a squad, if all of them are from the same batch, that means all four of these clones are Granta's. Granta looks at Heavy, standing closest to him. "Can I see your face?" he asks. Heavy hesitates. He glances at Echo, then at Droid Bait's pod, and finally, carefully, reaches up. When his helmet slides free, Granta can see the differences instantly. Maybe no one else would, but he's looking. He knows. It's not Django's face alone that looks back at him. It's mixed. Theirs. He breathes out, slow, and reaches up, brushing the curl of a knuckle over Heavy's cheekbone. "It's subtle," he says, quiet. "But I would swear you have your grandmother's eyes." Heavy's breath hitches, and Granta swallows. He looks over as Cutup pulls his own helmet off, as Echo does the same, as Fives approaches barefaced. The same face, four times over, but not just Django's. "We're your clones," Cutup asks, almost wary, and his fingers curl tight around the edge of the pod. "My sons," Granta says, and that, at least, he isn't willing to waver on. "Only half of your genetics come from me, at least until I can carve Django open and take custody rights from his corpse." The sound that jars from Fives' throat is almost a laugh. "You're going to fight the original for us?" "Of course," Granta says breezily, and he pulls his hand back. Heavy catches his fingers, tight, almost bruising. "You said you didn't want to give your DNA," he says. "They took it. So why the hell do you care if we have that DNA or not?" "Because you're my blood," Granta says, unwavering, and meets his eyes. Tura had green eyes, and Heavy's eyes are Django's, a light brown that's almost gold, but there are flecks of green in there as well. Subtle, just enough for him to survive it, but they're there. There's nothing of mine that I've ever let go of willingly, and I'm not about to start with my sons. Heavy lets him go like he's been burned, turns away, but Cutup is already reaching out, catching Granta's arm. "You're our father," he says, halfway to disbelieving. Granta stills. The word rings in his head, echoes in his ears just a little too loudly. Their father. He's been saying the same thing to himself for days now, but hearing it like that, from Cutup. He closes his eyes, feels a body stop a pace away. Glances up, finds Fives there, hesitating, and smiles crookedly. "Forgive me for being late," he says, soft. "I only recently escaped Kamino, and I had no idea where you had been sent to. I would have come for you sooner." Fives swallows, then steps forward. Wavers. Hugs Granta, arms so tight around him they almost lift him off his feet. Granta startles, almost jerks back. He hadn't expected it from Tup, expects it even less now, and for a moment he has no idea what to do. Hesitates, hands in the air, but after a long second he lowers his arms, slowly, carefully wraps them around Fives in return. His sons. He's a father. The breath that stirs Fives' dark hair is rough, wavers like it might crack apart, and Granta presses his cheek to soft curls, less defined than Colt's or Jax's. He closes his eyes and, from this distance, he can feel Fives' heartbeat, quick, almost desperate. "I'm here," he says, not to a dying boy, because this time he wasn't late. He saved Cutup, and he'll save Heavy, Fives, and Echo too. "I'm here. You'll be all right now. Everything will be fine." As if in answer to those words, the ship's sensors start beeping a loud warning, and Granta raises his head. Quickly, Heavy takes a few running steps down the hall, catches the edge of the hatch. "It's the inspection team," he says, and fumbles at his belt for the flare. "Criff." Granta doesn't hesitate. He pushes past Heavy, pulling his hood back up with a jerk. "Get on the comms, warn the nearest Gar ship," he orders, "and send a message directly to Kamino if you can." "Wait," Echo says. "You can't go alone." Granta snorts. "I'm the one with a blaster," he counters, "and the knives. Get the warning out. That's more important." "What do you care about Kamino?" Cutup demands, a step behind Echo on the ramp. "You said they experimented on you." "The Kaminoans did, not the clones." Granta pauses for half a second to grab a grappling gun, then heads down the ramp, not quite able to manage a run, but still moving quickly. Droidbait almost died today. He doesn't need the rest of his children putting themselves in harm's way. Whether it's because he's their father or because they just see the sense in his plan, none of his children move to follow him. As he hits the edge of the cliff, firing off the grapple, the flare goes up, and Granta feels the jerk, the pull. He rises, and up on the platform above, there's a sudden burst of blaster fire. The ship on the edge is small, though, a two-man craft, and there were more droids in the station. Two clones against that many commando droids. Granta hits the edge of the platform just as a pair of droids emerge from the base, sees the clones jerk. He registers the clatter a moment later, the four thermal detonators that roll straight towards him. Now, he thinks, not for the first time, would be a brilliant moment to be able to live up to his father's hopes and dreams by using the Force. Of course, Granta is precisely the opposite of Force-sensitive, and there's no chance of that. With a curse, he lashes out, sweeps two off the side with a hard swipe, twists hard to reach the others. Cuts that haven't healed quite enough pull hard, making his vision go spotty, but he grabs, feels his hand connect, throws the detonators right back the way they came, and then hurls himself back behind a crate as the explosion shakes the air.
"What the heck?"
The clone in orange armor gets out, but Granta spots a droid scrambling up the crates, wrenches his blaster up. The shot misses the thing's head by inches, and he swears, ducks back down. The other clone twists, fires, hits it in one try, and Granta forgoes his blaster for his remaining knife, spins out from behind the crates, and drives the blade up through an eye socket as the droid brings its blaster up. The blaster fire has stopped, but when Granta turns his head, he can hear an echo on metal, running steps. this isn't the last of the invasion force. Into the base, he says, winded, and carefully pushes himself up straight. Something inside of him feels unpleasantly tender, but it's bearable. We can seal a bulkhead, keep them out. The clone in orange armor looks at the other one, an arc in blue. He nods, quick, and asks,
"Can you rig a door?"
even as they head for the base at a run. Granta would greatly prefer not to be running, but he grits his teeth, keeps pace up the sloped ramp leading in, then down a side hallway and away from the approaching steps. "Yes, if you can buy me a few moments."
"You'll have a few seconds,"
the Ark says, and pushes him through a doorway to the side. Granta doesn't bother being offended, just grabs for the panel, opens the controls. The Ark plants himself in front of Granta like a shield, as the other one ducks to the far side, and the Ark takes one look down the hall and swears. Granta knows that tone. He works faster, calling up the overrides and... it's not an unfamiliar system. Granta has sliced into plenty with far better security, but his hands are shaking and his arms don't want to work and... "You'll only get what you want if you're strong enough to take it. Fight for it if you really want it. Prove you're strong, that you deserve it." He grits his teeth, shakes the hair out of his eyes, and punches in the last code. All up and down the hall, a warning siren sounds in a brief burst, and with a heavy, ringing clang, the blast door slams down, locking the droids outside.
"Griffing slag,"
the Ark says, but he lowers his blaster, takes a wary step back. There's a thud as blaster bolts impact the door, but nothing gives, and they don't cut through. End of chapter 4.